Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Nerealls. Sophie, I have to ask, how many times did you catch yourself reaching for your phone while reading this book?
Oh, more times than I care to admit. But the book actually made me feel better about it because Eyal's whole point is that distraction isn't a failure of willpower, it's an emotional regulation problem.
Right. He opens by dismantling this idea that we're all just addicted to our devices. He says if a product were truly addictive, everyone who used it would be addicted, and that's just not the case.
Exactly. He makes a crucial distinction between a habit and an addiction. A habit is something you do with some awareness, while an addiction is a compulsion that causes harm. Most of our phone checking is just habit.
And the driver of that habit is discomfort. When I feel a pang of boredom during a work task, I grab my phone. When I'm anxious before a conversation, I check email. The phone isn't the cause, it's the cure I've chosen for internal pain.
That's the core insight. So he gives us a 4-step model for dealing with those internal triggers. First, look for the discomfort that precedes the distraction. Instead of automatically reaching for your phone, pause and ask, "What am I feeling right now?"
Second, write down the trigger. By externalizing the feeling, you create space between impulse and action. Then third, explore the sensation with curiosity. Just observe it in your body without judgment.
And the fourth step is the 10-minute rule. Tell yourself you can give in to the urge, but only after 10 minutes. Most of the time, the urge fades on its own. It's a form of emotional regulation.
I tried that this week. I felt that itch to check Twitter, and I just sat with it for 10 minutes. And honestly, it passed. I didn't even want to check it anymore.
See? It works. Then he moves on to external triggers, the pings, dings, and buzzes. He says most notifications don't serve your goals. They serve the app developer's goal of maximizing engagement.
His test is simple. If a notification doesn't serve a vital purpose, turn it off. And if it does, schedule a specific time to check it. Don't let it interrupt you whenever it feels like it.
And he's big on changing the defaults. We leave our devices on factory settings, which are designed to distract us. Turn off all sounds and vibrations. Remove distracting apps from your home screen. Use website blockers during work hours.
But here's where it gets really interesting. He says distraction isn't the opposite of focus. It's the opposite of traction. Traction is any action that moves you toward your values. Distraction moves you away from them.
So to get traction, you need a time-boxed calendar. Not a to-do list, but a schedule where you decide what you're going to do and when. This removes the moment of decision. When you feel the urge to scroll, you can look at your calendar and see you've scheduled that for later.
He also insists the schedule must include time for 3 life domains: you, your relationships, and your work. Neglect any one, and you'll feel imbalance that leads to distraction.
The most controversial part for me was his advice on kids. He says don't be a helicopter parent. Teach your child to manage their own internal triggers. Model the behavior you want to see, and don't use screen time as a reward or punishment.
That's hard to hear, but I think he's right. And in the workplace, he argues the biggest distraction isn't the internet, it's other people. Open offices, constant messaging, a culture of availability. He suggests teams agree on norms like focus hours and push back when something doesn't align with your schedule.
He even says you should pre-commit to distraction. If you know you'll want to check your phone at 3 p.m., schedule it. Give yourself 10 minutes. By planning it, you remove its power.
And he talks about the peak, our natural curiosity that gets hijacked by clickbait. The solution isn't to suppress curiosity, but to channel it. Ask yourself, what's the one thing I could do right now that would make the biggest difference?
The book is deeply optimistic. It says we're not helpless victims of technology. We can regain control, not through willpower, but by changing our relationship with discomfort and being deliberate about our time.
The takeaway for me is that distraction starts from the inside. If I can learn to sit with boredom or anxiety instead of running from it, I'm already halfway to being indistractable.
And if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access.
That's it for this episode. Thanks for listening.
Becoming indistractable isn't about being a productivity machine. It's about being fully present in your own life. We'll see you in the next one.